a little bit of relief. We got something out the second half. And we had to show a different type of character at half-time in terms of being 1-0 down and just changing whatever it was mentally or physically to come out in the second half and show a lot more fight. First half, we didn't show any kind of fighting quality, and we paid the price for it. You know, Gloucester are a good organised side. I'm not saying they're the most talented side, but a good organised, well-drilled side that had a game plan, played with a lot of fighting spirit, and they got their rewards in that first half. And in second half, we just had to try and match that and try and produce a bit more, which we got with you know, the younger players coming on.
As you say, as a manager, the decisions you make on the day are about the substitutions you make, and that seemed to pay off today.
Yeah, it did. Sometimes they work and sometimes they backfire in your face like a firework. But I've got some good, hungry youngsters on the bench. I don't want to put the pressure on them to dig us out of our rut, but it's down for the seniors to play with that sort of experience and that leadership quality and make it easy for the youngsters to make an introduction. But, you know, we identified it early on in the second half that, you know, young Danny Bassett needed to get on there, and he makes people defend. He's a very tricky customer. He's brave, strong, he's very quick, and he came on to a devastating effect for us.
And is that a positive you can take from today into the league?
Yeah, we have to. Today was a positive. You know, we stopped the rot of consecutive losses today, albeit at home, which is also a plus. But I can't fault the players for effort in that second half. And we do need to put in performances in the league on a consistent basis, because it doesn't get any easier now with the weather turning. The pitches are getting worse, but we've got to have that fighting quality to get ourselves out.
Is there any pressure on you as a manager currently, where you are in the league?
I think most of the pressure is put on myself, because I've never been bottom of any league in 6 years in coaching and managing. So I look at it as I'm putting pressure on myself, and I'm itching to get out there in the trenches with the players as well. I think I even instructed the secretary to register myself as well, just in case I'm needed at any one time. But I've got to hold back on that and leave the players to get on with it. But if it does come to it as an emergency, then I'll put my body on the line for them and get out there with them.
Seriously? So you could play if needed?
Yeah, if it was needed, but hopefully it's down to them to keep me away from it. I don't want to get back out there and put myself under extreme pressures with my body and all that. I've had a long enough career, plenty games. The challenge for me is to improve the players, encourage them a lot more, and get them winning matches.
Starting hopefully on Tuesday night. I mean, does it? Yeah. Would ideally, you wouldn't want a replay play, but an opportunity perhaps to get a victory there.
Yeah, I think our cut run last year, we had to go to Poole on a Tuesday night last year, and we got through that with 9 men. We finished that game with one of the world's biggest pitches, but somehow we done it, and it pushed us forward to the first round, which we played Brentford last year. So depending on the draw on Monday, we'll see who we have. Doesn't matter who we have at this stage, but we've got to, you know, put in a decent performance to win the game come Tuesday. And I'm sure Gloucester are looking at it just the same as us. They're in the same position in the league. It's an even game before the whistle was blown today. Both teams struggling in the league for form. Whether we all take the current league form into the match, you couldn't really tell, but, you know, two teams out there trying to fight and battle and put themselves onto a better place on Monday.
On a separate subject, AFC Wimbledon beat MK Dons in the week. Were you aware of that as a scoreline, and does that mean anything to you?
I was aware of the scoreline. It doesn't mean anything to me at this moment in time at all. My thoughts and aspirations and what I'm looking for is all to do with Staines Town. So that's all my focus is. I can't afford to be worried about anybody else right now. I'm worried about my position here with my players and trying to get us from the bottom of the league and further up.